Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to have you this morning. If you have your Bible there, turn it to Judges 6. And we've been talking about great faith. We've been talking about moving into your destiny, into your calling. And just let me encourage you, beloved, out there, each and every one of you listening today, that God has a specific calling and a specific purpose for your life. That's why you were created, and it is your invitation, your obligation to find out what your calling is. You were created in the image of God, it tells us in Genesis 1:26, and so therefore you have creative attributes, you have creative abilities and attributes that no one else on earth has in the same way and with the exact same measure that you have. And so your purpose here on this life is to figure out how you can bring glory to God through your creative attributes, how you can bring glory to the name of God and bring heaven to earth here through your fleshly body and bring glory to God through your creative attributes. And as you do that, as God reveals himself to you, as God shows his perfect plan to you, after you've asked him and after you've opened up your heart to receive, and then you say, Lord, you just show me what you want me to do. Lord, you open the doors for the places that you want me to go. And as you do that, as you step out, then the Lord will require you to utilize or to put into action that little measure of faith, that little mustard seed of faith that you have, to put that into action to bring glory to God here on this earth through the life that you live. And we looked last week at Matthew 25:34 and the specific categories of people that God calls us to minister to, and it's primarily visit those in prison, visit those who are sick and in the hospital or sick and ailing, and those that have no clothing and need to be clothed, those that need food, and those that need drink, and those who are the alien among us. And as you reach out to these people, then the Lord will bless you. He will increase your anointing. He will increase your territory. He will expand and enlarge your ministry and your territory. And so as you reach out to those people, it's a measure of faith put into action. James said, as we looked last week in James 2:14, that faith without action or faith without works is dead. And so you say you have your faith. James says, show me your faith, but he says, I'll show you my faith by the works that I do. And in saying that, we don't work our way to salvation, we don't work our way to heaven, but we were created for good works in Christ Jesus. We were saved for those good works. And that is what God wants you to do today, brother and sister. If you have a calling on your life, if the Holy Spirit is prompting you to do something, I urge you to step forward and do it. I urge you to step out in faith. It may be to take you out of your comfort zone and go visit somebody or take some food to somebody who needs food, maybe to minister to the homeless, to the sick, to the ailing, to go into the prison, whatever it is. God is speaking to you today through the Holy Spirit. If you're listening to me, I'm going to encourage you and urge you to step out in faith and move forward into your calling that the Lord has for you. Well, in Judges 6, we read about the story of Gideon, one of the great stories in the Bible, a story of a man who was lacking faith. He had a great amount of unbelief, and yet God spoke to him, God used him, and God elevated him to be a leader of his people and to attack the enemy and take on the Midianites. And so it's a great story, a story of encouragement for us, and we're going to look at some specific scripture here and see how God engaged with Gideon and how he brought Gideon into the battle and how Gideon then was obedient to the Lord. He stepped out in faith and he was obedient to the Lord, and it brought great victory to the children of Israel. Well, let's start in 6:1 in Judges. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, so the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian for 7 years. And as we spoke last week, God sometimes chastises us by allowing the enemy into our life. Well, I shouldn't say sometimes. He does that all the time. He allows the enemy to encroach upon our life to tempt us and to torment us, and yet God is always there to defend us and bring us out of the battle and bring us victory. But God allowed the Midianites to come in and take over or torment and harass the children of Israel for 7 years. And verse 2, the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And verse 3, so it was, whenever Israel had sown, the Midianites would come up. Then they would encamp against them, verse 4, and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza, and leave no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor donkey. Well, isn't that the way the devil works in our life? We sow and we don't harvest, and we toil and we sweat, and we try to take ground from the enemy, and we gain a little bit, and then sometimes the enemy takes it right back, whether it's, you know, through addictions or pornography or drugs, alcohol, or just other types of sin, lust, whatever it is. We strive and we strive. We try to take ground from the enemy, but when we relax just a little bit, or when we quit reading our Bible, when we quit praying, when we quit the fellowship, then the enemy comes in and he takes that ground right back. And so the produce that we expect to reap from our land, from our lives, that fruit that we expect to reap, we don't ever see it. It seems like it's just out there like a mirage. We reach that point where we think we're going to be happy, where we're going to have joy, where we're not going to have to deal with those temptations and those addictions and whatever it is that is besetting us. And yet when we get there, the mirage then moves on ahead. And that's the way the enemy is in our life. And Jesus said about the enemy that he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. The enemy, the thief, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came to give you life and to give you life abundantly. And so when you trust Jesus, Proverbs 3:5-6, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways trust the Lord, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And so as you desire to walk that straight path, not fall off into the ditch on one side or the other, as you attempt to walk that straight path, just understand the only way that you can do that, you have to turn your life over to the Lord. You have to trust the Lord to lead you. You have to go by his leading. Well, so the children of Israel were impoverished. The devil was stealing from them. The Midianites were stealing from them and tormenting and harassing them. And so it says in verse 6 that Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. So that's the first step, the first point I want to make, is that when the devil impoverishes you, when the devil steals from you and takes everything that you have, or attempts to torment and harass you, that is the time, brothers and sisters, to cry out to the Lord. Don't turn and give in to the devil. Don't turn away from the fellowship. Don't turn away from prayer. That's the time to press in. When the devil is stealing from you, tormenting and harassing you, that is the time to really press in and take up your cause with the Lord. He will hear your prayer. He will hear your cry. And so he will answer you as you take up your cause with him. And so as we look at Gideon, verse 8, the Lord sent a prophet to the children of Israel, and the Lord then sent a prophet to give them guidance, to give them instruction. It says, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up out of Egypt, I brought you out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of Egypt and out of the hand of all who oppressed you, and I drove them out before you, and I gave you their land. Also I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites and those in the land where you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice. And so God has given them a lesson through the prophets there. He's speaking them to the prophets. And what he's saying basically is this: you have not obeyed me, children of Israel. You have disregarded me. You've been stiff-necked. You've been rebellious. You've been stubborn. And when you do not obey the Lord God, listen, brothers and sisters out there, when you do not obey the Lord your God, you're not going to reap the good harvest that he wants you to reap. When you've not been obedient to what he wants you to do, and you have not submitted to him and submitted to his word, you're not going to reap the harvest of that which you desire. Well, it's such that Gideon was so oppressed by the Midianites that he was actually threshing his wheat in the wine press. That is to say, he was hiding from them, trying to thresh his wheat in the wooden wine press so that the Midianites wouldn't find him. And the angel of the Lord shows up to speak to him. And this is the second point I want to make, is that God will always speak to your spirit man. God will always speak to your spirit man to speak blessings over you and to encourage you to walk with him. And this is what the Lord does in verse 12. It says, "The angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and said to him, 'The Lord is with you, mighty man of valor.'" Well, can you imagine, picture that? Gideon is hiding out in the wine press, inside this big wooden wine press. He's actually hiding from the Midianites, and the Lord is saying to him, "Hey, mighty man of valor, the Lord is with you. Would you listen?" And as we think about that, as we think about in our own lives, many times we're hiding from the enemy. We're wondering, "God, where are you? Where are you? Where are the miracles of Egypt? I heard about, you know, you parting the Red Sea over there in Egypt. I heard about the times when you performed all these miracles to release your children from the hand of Pharaoh, and yet we don't see it. We don't see it. We don't see the miracles here in America. We don't see the great and mighty hand of God move here in America." And I just want you to know, brothers and sisters, that God is speaking into your destiny right now, and he wants to bless you. He's speaking to you right now, "Mighty man of valor, mighty woman of valor, I'm speaking to you," and he's saying, "The Lord is with you." Whatever situation and circumstance you're in today, he is saying, God is saying, "I am with you. I will never forsake you, and I will never abandon you." Deuteronomy 31:6, "So do not fear, says the Lord, I will not forsake you, and I will not abandon you." And so as the Lord spoke to Gideon showed his unbelief. He questioned God. "God, where are the miracles? Where are the miracles? Where are those great feats that you performed for Egypt? And where are the great feats that we have heard about? We're not seeing them happen." And then the Lord spoke to Gideon in verse 16. He says, "The Lord said to Gideon, 'Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man.'" And so God encouraged him. He strengthened him. God spoke into his destiny. He spoke into his calling. And that is what the Lord is doing today through this radio broadcast. There's some of you are trapped in unbelief. You're trapped in defeat. You're trapped in depression and despair. And the Lord says that he is going to defeat your enemies. He is going to take on the battle for you, and all you have to do is come into agreement with God. You have to see into the future and come into agreement with what God speaks over your future, what God believes about your future. And when you do that, then you're coming into the blessings, and you will receive the blessings and the fruit of the harvest. Well, then next, Gideon asked for a sign. Gideon shows his unbelief again in verse 17. "Then Gideon said to them, 'If now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talks with me.'" And many times we ask the Lord for a sign. Many times we want to see confirmation, and that's okay, maybe the first time or the second time, but after the tenth time, you just have to step out and say, "Lord, I believe that you speaking. I believe I have found favor in your sight. I believe you're big enough and you're strong enough to take care of my enemies." And as you step out, then God says, "I am going to be with you, and you will defeat your enemies." Well, the interesting thing is in verse 18, Gideon makes an offering to the Lord. He said, "Do not depart from here, I pray, until I come to you, Lord, and bring out my offering and set it before you." And the Lord says, "I will wait until you come back." So then in verse 19, Gideon prepares the offering. "So Gideon went in and prepared a young goat and unleavened bread with ephah of flour and meat in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and he brought them out to the Lord under the terebinth tree and presented them. And the angel of God said to him, 'Take the meat and the unleavened bread and lay them on this rock and pour out the broth.' And he did so. And the angel of the Lord put out the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened bread, and fire rose out of the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened bread. And then the angel of the Lord departed from his sight." So the Lord not only confirmed in his word, not only did the Lord encourage in his word, but he showed him fire coming out of his rod and his staff, and he showed that fire to be the mighty hand of God, and it consumed the offering. that Gideon had placed there on the rock. Well, it's interesting to note, brother and sister, that the first thing that Gideon did when he finally received his charge, when he received his calling from the Lord and decided to engage in the battle, the first thing that he did was that he built an offering to the Lord. There's some of you out there listening today, you're expecting the Lord to do great and mighty things in your life. You're crying out to the Lord. You want to see those great and mighty things. You want to see miracles in your life. You want to see things change in your life. You want to see things change for your family. And the Lord is saying to you today, prepare for me an offering. Prepare for me an offering. Lay an offering out to me, says the Lord, and I will show you those things that I want you to do. I will confirm to you that I am with you. And when you lay out an offering, you're trusting the Lord. You're actually stepping out in faith and saying, I'm going to give to you, Lord, even before I get. I'm going to give to you, Lord, even before I see anything given on my behalf. And as the Lord is speaking to some of you today, as you're thinking about what the Lord wants you to do and the offering that you can lay out, I just ask you to consider, brothers and sisters, being fed by this ministry, that you're being fed by the teachings and the blessings, the prayers for you each and every week from this ministry. I ask you to consider laying out an offering, extending to this ministry an offering, not just to keep the radio broadcast going, but also to build that orphanage in Africa and to help finance crusades over there. As you prepare an offering for the Lord, lay out that offering and just say, God, you use me in the way that you want me to go. God, you use me and you strengthen me. And as I lay out this offering, I'm praying, believing as if I have already received. Well, and Gideon, he laid out the offering. And then in verse 22, he perceived that it was the angel of the Lord, which is Jesus Christ. He perceived that it was the angel of the Lord speaking to him. And Gideon said, "Alas, Lord God, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." And then the Lord said to him, "Peace be with you. Do not fear. You shall not die." And then Gideon built an altar to the Lord right there that day. He built an altar to the Lord. First he made an offering. God spoke to him and said, "Peace be with you. I am with you always. You shall not die." And then Gideon built an altar. Verse 24, Gideon built an altar there to the Lord, and he called it "The Lord is Peace," or Jehovah Shalom. That's where we get the word Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is peace. And to this day, it is still in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. And so Gideon stepped out in faith. Then God gave him specific commands about what to do. And he said to Gideon, "Go and tear down the altar of Baal that is in your father's yard, that is in your father's house. Go tear down this altar of Baal. Cut it down. Cut the wooden image that is there. And then build an altar to the Lord your God on top of this rock in a proper arrangement. Take the second bull and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the image which you shall cut down." And so God laid out some specific instructions for Gideon on what he should do then to attack the Midianites. Well, beloved, that's where we're going to stop today. We're going to take up the second half of this story next week about the actual battle with the Midianites, how the Lord continued to lead Gideon and lead his men into battle with the Midianites. And it's a great story, a story of faith. It's a story of stepping out, and God wants to do the same in your life. It all starts with Jesus Christ, with stepping out in faith. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that is where the battle begins, is to step out in faith and say, "Jesus, I trust you to lead me. I trust you to be the commander, the captain of my ship. I trust you to be my Lord and my Savior." And when you make that step, that commitment, get down on your knees and do business with the Lord. Repent of your sins, ask the Lord to forgive you, confess everything that you've done that you know is not of the heart of God, and then be faithful and true to walk into that calling that God has for you. Followed up with Christian baptism, immersion baptism, and you will be saved, and the Lord says that he that endures to the end shall be saved. So it all starts with Jesus. And for those of you who already know the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, whatever it is God is speaking to you today, I I urge you to step out in faith, move forward, build an altar to the Lord in your heart and in your house, and make an offering to the Lord. Just step out and make an offering to the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm going to give to you even before I see anything in return or anything coming to me. I'm going to step out and I'm going to bless you, Lord, with this offering. I'm going to bless those who need to know about you through the kingdom. And as you do that, God will be faithful and true to honor your sacrifice, to honor your offering, to bless you, to see that you reap the harvest, the fruits of the labor that you put forth in the kingdom. Well, we're going to take up the second half of this story of Gideon next week. And so I thank you for tuning in today. God bless you. Have a great week.